The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I know that it feels like it was just the 2024 election, but we are officially crossing into 2026 territory, and Republicans actually have recently made a huge comeback. Now, I'm going to break down the numbers in a second because they are very impressive. But first, it is not quite all sunshine and rainbows. There are a couple Republicans who are openly trying to tank Trump's approval rating right now. Candace Owens, once someone I think we all liked, I think, you know, she had some good things to say about DEI and affirmative action. She was a good conservative voice. She now routinely spouts off leftist talking points. Like, it's the horseshoe theory. The people on the far right and far left practically are saying the same exact things now. And that was certainly true this week. She went on Piers Morgan's show and she said that she regrets voting for Donald Trump. As always, guys, please like this video and subscribe to the channel so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. Here is that video.
Are you done with Donald Trump, or could you see a way that you would end up perhaps voting for him? Oh, yeah, he can't run again, obviously, but would you support him publicly again?
So I want to be clear. I don't regret voting for Donald Trump above Kamala. I think he was the better candidate, certainly a better candidate above Joe Biden. But what I will say is that he's been a chronic disappointment. And I feel embarrassed that I told people to go vote for him because this wasn't going to happen and it is happening.
Chronic disappointment is what she says. Now, as a party, I think Republicans can totally disagree with Trump. I think that's actually a good thing. However, and we can be disappointed at times. That's fine. I've been, you know, I've been disappointed at the tariff situation a lot. I've talked about it on my channel at length. But to say that Trump himself is a chronic disappointment is not accurate. It's not accurate. It's not helpful. And let's just say this for what it is. I know a lot of people don't want to say this, but Candace Owens is an anti-Semite, and she hates that Trump struck Iran because obviously not only was it good for America, it was good for Israel, and Trump has made, he's not shy about that. He openly says that he is also pro-Israel in addition to being pro-America, which of course you should always be America first. I don't disagree, but she has a massive problem when anything positive happens for Israel because she believes that Israel and all Jews are evil. She said it herself. She hates it. That's what she's based her basically whole opinion on for everything in politics over the last year or two. Now, when it comes to Trump's approval rating, nobody agrees with her. None. Right now, this poll just came out. You can see it right here. This is from Insider Advantage, which is an A-plus poll, one of the most accurate. And you can see this is not in party lines. This is Democrats, independents, Republicans alike. On the Israel-Iran issue, how did Trump handle it? He has a 60% approval rating, which is really fantastic. That is a really good approval rating on any, by any metric, on any issue. So Americans do not agree with Candace Owens at all. When it comes to Republicans at large, the last major poll that was done on Trump's approval rating was done by JL Partners in May, and it found that he had a 94% approval rating among Republicans. So Trump's popularity is perfectly good right now in his own party, in the Republican Party. Now, let's talk about 2026. A new poll came out that has Democrats panicked, and it's actually shocking. I mean, I can talk about why it is. I think if you'd asked me 1 month ago what the chances were that Republicans would keep the House, I would have told you probably about 0%. And the reason why, by the way, before I show you that poll, is because historically the incumbent party struggles big time during the midterms. Most people know this. And more specifically, because the tariffs were at the forefront of the news during the same time as I would have said that maybe a month ago, Americans hated tariffs. They hate tariffs. I mean, they still hate tariffs, but that was the forefront of the news. No one would have given Trump or Republicans a high approval rating, or I frankly think would have elected them during that time. However, the tune has changed. Tariffs are not at the forefront of the news. The forefront of the news right now is the strike on Iran and the deportations, both of which Trump is hugely popular on, and all the polls show that. And because of that, we have this recent poll that came out for the Republican Party versus Democrats for the 2026 generic congressional ballot, which is really what matters. Because if we're talking about the Senate, guys, Republicans are going to keep the Senate. The question really is how much are they going to keep it? But they're going to keep it one way or another. So this is just for Congress. This is for the House. What you can see right now, this is from RMG and Napolitan News. Republicans have 52% and Democrats are down 44%, which is huge. I mean, that's an 8-point swing. And what you can see it at the bottom here, which is even bigger. Again, I said about a month ago that there's no way. In the same poll, a month ago, Democrats were up +3. And 2 months ago, when the tariffs were really at the forefront of the news, they were up +5. Today, Republicans are up +8. That is a huge, huge shift. Now, there's a lot of time left to go, so by no means is this over. I'm not saying that, you know, Republicans are for sure going to take the House. In fact, I still think it's an uphill battle for Republicans big time. However, there can be a lesson learned from all of this. You can see the polling. Again, I talk about this a lot, but if you look at the polls and you think, I don't trust this poll, fair enough. The polls are not always accurate, but what you can trust about the polls, I think for the most part, because they have a financial incentive to do this, is you can trust the swing. When you see, you can basically see the momentum. When you see that it's +5 Democrat and then it goes to +8 Republican, I don't know if those are the exact numbers, but I do know that it got a lot better for Republicans. That's what I can say, right? It could actually be +11 Republicans. It could be +2 Republicans. But at the very least, there's been a momentum shift from Democrats to Republicans. That's what I based all my models off of when looking at the 2024 election. And I pretty much nailed it spot on, you know, not to toot my own horn, but it's not that hard to look at the polling data, see the shift, and you saw it clearly in 2024. I'm seeing it in real time right now in 2026. And I think based on that, we can reasonably assume that Republicans have a leg up right now. Again, it's an uphill battle. They have to do a few things. And here's the lesson that they can learn from this. Ditch the tariffs, ditch them, focus on peace through strength, the economy, and good immigration policy. Americans love all of that stuff. If Republicans, and you can see it in the polling, that's what I'm saying, is when you focus on the tariffs, there's a momentum shift towards Democrats. And when you focus on those three things, peace through strength, economy, and good immigration policy, it starts shifting towards Republicans because you can just see Americans love those things. So if Republicans will do that and also pass a great reconciliation bill, which they're working on right now, they will win the midterms. That is my prediction. I don't think it's a very controversial one. I think that's just very cut and dry. If, on the other hand, they focus on the tariffs and they have tons of infighting, mark my words, they will lose, Democrats will win, and Democrats will win big. One of my favorite things about this show is being able to interact with you guys, and that is why I've created my new Substack. It's a weekly newsletter that goes out to you guys. I talk about the things that I can't talk about on YouTube, if you know what I mean. Some things I wasn't able to get to in the show, and there's also live Q&As over there. You can ask questions to me directly. I can talk right back to you. It just makes it a little bit easier, so go check it out right now, completely free. The link is in the description below. Jerome Powell and the Fed just announced that they are not going to be reducing interest rates once again. Here is his announcement and justification for leaving them the same.
If you just look at the basic data and don't look at the forecast, you would say that we would have continued cutting. The difference, of course, is at this time, all forecasters are expecting pretty soon that some significant inflation will show up from tariffs. Now, and you know, we can't just ignore that, but we're just saying let's wait and see more. That's all we're doing. And if you will have noticed, a substantial majority of the committee has written down rate cuts in the remaining 4 years for meetings this year. So it's just a question of being prudent and careful. But at a time when the labor market is still strong, we don't see weakness in the labor market. If we did, that would change things. You know, we're going to continue to adapt as the data adapt. But that is the difference between then and now. Then, inflation was forecasted to continue to come down. Here, it's forecasted to go up by all forecasters. So, and again, we're not overreacting to that. We're just saying, hey, as long as the economy's strong, we can take a little bit of a pause here. And that's what we're doing. And again, continue to adapt as the data comes in. If we see data that suggests that inflation's not going to produce big increases, you know, that would matter. And if we saw the labor market weakening, that would matter too.
So I really hate to say this, and some of you might be surprised by this, but I actually do agree with Jerome Powell. And here's the reason why, guys. I obviously don't like high rates, so that's not what I'm saying. The reason why is because people are saying that inflation has cooled. It's something that J.D. Vance has said. It's something that Donald Trump has said. And they're right. It has cooled, but it's not cool yet. It's not over. And so the safe number for inflation is about 2%. And right now we're at 2.4%, which, again, way better than the 9% that we were having under Joe Biden. But it's still 20% higher than it should be. And 20% is a lot. And inflation obviously kills American families. And so we should not allow it. And raising rates helps, you know, that inflation cool down. Basically, they have an inverse relationship. On the other hand, though, lowering rates does make it cheaper for businesses to borrow money. And then they have more money to employ people. And so if you're in a recession, you want to lower rates. And that usually helps us out. What Jerome Powell is saying is that Trump has successfully saved us from a recession, which looked quite imminent for a few months. Like if you look at projections back in March, it did not look good. However, right now it actually looks pretty good. And because of that, we really do not need to reduce rates. There's no fear of recession right now for the most part. There is a fear, again, at that 2.4% that inflation is a bit too high. J.D. Vance came out. He's very angry with Jerome Powell, very angry they didn't reduce rates, and actually made a very good point in a tweet for why we should keep them high for a bit later, even though he was mad at Jerome Powell. This is what he said. You can see it right here. He said, "I'd love to hear an argument for why Powell cut rates 50 points right before an election, but can't do it now with inflation lower." Jerome Powell did do that. And this is one reason why I'm not really a big fan of Jerome Powell as kind of just a blanket statement. I was incredibly critical of him for doing that. I did a whole video on it. It was total crap. It was election interference. I think it was corruption for sure. And it's one reason why I don't like the Fed either. However, what we saw after that was that inflation did not go down. He cut the rates. Inflation stayed the same. It stayed at about 2.4%. It stayed there longer. It still hasn't gone down because of that. So even though we're mad at Jerome Powell for doing it for Biden, it kind of proves the point that lowering the rates would be a mistake. It shouldn't happen. What's far better, this is the right plan, is for us to wait to leave them high, wait for inflation to cool to that 2% and then start gradually reducing the rates. That way we don't have any more inflation and then also we'll be able to, you know, more easily afford homes and the economy can keep chugging along with a low unemployment rate. The left is a cult, guys. I talk all about it in my new book, A New Cult. I talk about some crazy stories, talk about some nuts correlations between what the Democrat Party are doing and famous cults. Go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video, everybody. Please like the video and subscribe to my channel so other great patriots like yourselves will see it. And tune in every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern to see the live show, or you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.